Welcome back inside the cave. John Roberts, Jeff Bowman with you here on a Monday morning.
The DJ voice on.
I passed the audition.
You did. You did. All righty. Well, we'd like to welcome in, as I mentioned before the break, Saul Vasquez from the USA Patriots, America's amputee softball team, as they are going to be in Toledo coming up this weekend, and they're playing the August 28th game one. They got, man, triple header. You guys are, man,
yeah,
Iron Man.
They set us up for that. We didn't choose to do that. Believe me, we would two games is our max usually, but Toledo's been so good to us. So I think we did it last time we were there too. So we'll play three games for them.
You got the Toledo Police Department at one. Game two is against the Celebs and Medical and Veterans at three. And then at five, it's against UT Women's Softball. So you better find a pitcher for that one.
Is that fast pitch or slow pitch?
We've tried that a couple of times, and it hasn't fared too well for us. So we'll just keep it to slow pitch.
All right.
We don't want to be embarrassed too much.
There you go. But these games are being played at Mercy Field, which is 525 South Holland and Sylvania Road in Toledo. So get on down there. It's a fun time. And Saul, for everybody out there that doesn't know what USA Patriots softball team is, give us just a little quick snippet of who you are and what you do.
All right, so USA Patriots is it's a 501c3 comprised of veterans, all guys who have lost limbs, leg, or arm in combat. Every guy on the team, except for one, get into that in a second, is a veteran. So we go around the country playing slow pitch softball against teams. We've been in Adrian a couple of times, thanks to my mother, Janet Dillard. But we go around the country playing slow pitch softball, just trying to show people that our motto is life without a limb is limitless. So we try to show people that just because, you know, we're injured, you know, miss an arm, missing a leg, missing two legs, that we can still go out there and play ball. And I think anyone who has seen us play, that we play pretty decent ball for a bunch of guys missing arms and legs. So that's just all we try to do. You know, I've been doing it for 10 years now. I'm one of the old guys on the team, and but we just enjoy what we do.
Well, and, you know, one thing that you said that, you know, life without limbs is limitless, and one of the big things, you know, I was off last Monday morning, didn't get to do my winners and losers, and today I was going to put them on there, but John always yells at me if I have too many. So since you guys were coming up, I was going to say this anyway, because last...
Saul's never heard me yell at anyone before.
No, never.
And he's never yelled at me before.
But 2 weeks ago, though, you guys had your kids camp up in Wisconsin, and tell the audience a little bit about that and how impactful that is to not just the kids that come up there, but you guys as well.
So this started about 8 years ago, where the first couple of years as a team, each place that we would play, we would have kids who are amputees who would be our bat boys or bat girls at the events. And we realized that there is a lot of kids out there who were like us. And we thought, you know, we're in a position where we've been doing this for a couple of years, and now we can start giving back. So the idea of a kids camp where we bring in 20 kids, we pay for 20 kids and one of their family members to come in, and we teach them softball for the week. Some of them have played ball before. Some of them have never played anything in their life. But the biggest thing is just showing them that they can grow up and still do something, because a lot of these kids, they're the only kid in their area, in their town, who has an amputation. So they're the odd kid out. I mean, growing up is hard enough, let alone being sticking out like that. So we just try to show them that it's, you know, it's a new normal for them. It's their normal. So a bunch of us went through it where, you know, we didn't want to show off our, you know, didn't want to wear shorts if you're missing legs, or you wanted to wear long sleeves all the time, even if it's 90 degrees outside. These kids go through the same thing. And once they get done with the camp, once Monday, and then to the end of it, Friday, there's a complete 180 in their attitude. And that's what we love to see, is being able to show them how to do different things. And some of them have shown us things that we didn't know. Some of them have been amputees longer than we have. So for us to be able to learn from each other and then show each other, you know, just what the other can do, and that's basically what we do the team for now. It's not really for us anymore. It's for the kids, so we can be able, so we're able to fund the kids' camp. So when I said that there's one kid who's, or one guy on the team who's not a veteran, he was at our original kids' camp 8 years ago, and now he's 19 years old, and he plays outfield for us.
That's awesome.
That's a great story right there. That is really awesome.
Came full circle, you know. That's really cool.
Yep, original kids' camp member, and now he's playing with us. So he's made the past few events, so it's great for us to be able to show what people, when people donate to the team, to the organization for the kids' camp, what it goes to, and that is, and he is the embodiment of that, to be able to show that, you know, these camps work. We have a couple of kids who are in the Paralympics who's going to be competing that have been to our camps. Kids are in college now. A lot of kids went back home to go play ball, play on their baseball teams when they got back home. So not saying that it was strictly because of us, but we like to think that we helped out with that.
Well, I love the video that the USA Patriots shared, where the little boy was on his way home from camp and they had to pull over so he could show his dad how he learned how to tie his shoe. I mean, he was so so happy and so excited to do that that they didn't even get all the way home. He had to stop and get in the back of the truck and show that. I mean, that's such a cool thing.
Was that Odin?
I think it was.
Okay, so Odin's gonna be one of our bat boys in Toledo. He is this little spitfire. He is an amazing little kid. He's gonna be in Toledo as one of our bat boys. And there's gonna be one more, but I forgot who that was gonna be. So.
Well, you do involve yourself with a lot of little kids, so I could see where you might lose a name here and there. Great work. I think, you know, you guys are doing great things, you know, not just with kids, obviously you are, but with people in general, you know, like you said, Saul, the message that people can take away from watching you guys play and achieve things that, you know, at one point maybe would not have been possible.
Oh, no, that's what we, especially the technology that we've, you know, with prosthetics, mm-hmm. even just in the, you know, the 14 years that I've been an amputee, I'm on the fifth generation of the same type of leg that I had when I first was at Walter Reed. So just those things, and then the advancement in just the medical field in general. I mean, a lot of the things that the injuries that we sustained when we were hurt would have probably killed previous generations.
Sure.
So it's just the advancements. And that's why there are so many amputees, because a lot of those guys did die. So I mean, there's just a lot of things that we're thankful for, and you know, there's not a single guy who wouldn't take back what happened to them, and all of them told their story this week to the families that were there, and everyone said that they would do it over again because it's brought them to this place, a better place in their life, had they not been injured.
Well, and you mentioned the technology, and you know, with the prosthetics, and I mean, you guys are probably a little good R&D team for some of the different prosthetic companies, being able to let you guys kind of do what you do with the prosthetics.
Yeah, many of the guys, myself included, were especially at Walter Reed, and since then have been guinea pigs for a lot of the new legs and different things that come out, because I mean, obviously that's what they're looking for, are, you know, the middle-aged, younger generation, for people who want to get out and do stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with just wanting to be able to walk, but we need a little bit more from our legs to be able to function. You know, obviously softball, and then guys who golf, and guys who are doing the Tough Mudders and things like that nowadays. So it's just, we need something that is going to keep up with us.
Well, again, so you're going to be in Toledo this weekend as You're taking on the police department and then some medical and veterans and celebrities and the women's softball team again at Mercy Field, 525 South Holland, Sylvania Road in Toledo. And that's a heck of a complex down there. That's a beautiful place. I don't think – you guys haven't played there yet, have you?
I'm trying to – I don't know if we played – I think last time we played at – I think it was a high school, okay. I want to say, that we played at. But then we played at this at Fifth Third. And but no, I don't know if we played at Mercy or not. So this will, it'll be nice. It's nice going to different places.
And again, you're from Adrian, but you're not coming to Adrian this time, as you said. You're wimping out.
Not to Adrian this time.
Sneaking in and out of Toledo.
Well, I'm sure we'll see you again though soon enough.
Oh, I'm sure. I would like to come back. I like to come back to at least one Maple football game a year. So hopefully I can come back and see a game.
Well, you were back golfing not too long ago, so that was a good time. Got to golf with Grandpa right?
Yep, Grandpa, Mooney, and Kenny. Kenny was with us. So.
that's always a good time, especially getting to golf with Grandpa is probably fun too.
Oh, yeah. He was a little rusty, but he pulled his weight.
Well, that's good. But again, tell us a little bit about, some of the guys on your team, when you talked about different things, like even your brother-in-law, he's a double amputee. And if you watched mm-hmm. him do the things he does, you would never even realize. And, I think that's part of it too, is just being able to see what you guys can do with, one leg, and just Josh with no lower limbs. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny that since I've been injured, the number of times I'm wearing shorts and I'm just walking, and people don't even realize that I have a prosthetic, even though I have shorts on. But it's just one of those things, you're not staring at, someone's legs. Everyone on the team had a goal to get better or to be at least where they were before their injury. So just everyone, all the guys in this team took it seriously. They put in the work, and even just starting from the very beginning, walking, and then getting into the other things. It was a lot of work, but then guys like Josh missing both of his legs. He's probably faster than majority of the people you're going to run into, and but on the field, we're out there diving and doing all those things, and it's especially Josh. We always like to like to make fun of him, him always trying to make the diving play, even though they know that he wasn't going to make the play. So we always make fun of him because the crowd will give him a nice standing ovation. Like, oh, look at him. He's got no legs. He's diving after balls. Oh, that's good for him. And we'll give him a clap. So we always make fun of him on something that was something so routine, and he made it look so spectacular because he has no legs diving after the ball.
I do remember, in Toledo when he dove the one time and one of his legs came off, and that was quite interesting.
That's happened a couple of times, especially with him. But we've had a few other ones where it just flew off completely, which – It really takes a lot of work to do. Like with my leg, you literally would have to just have three people trying to rip it off. It's not an easy feat, but some of these guys make it look a lot easier than what it is.
Well, again, this was Saul Bosquez from the USA Patriots, former Adrian Maple as well. But again, they're going to be playing down in Toledo this Saturday, 1, 3, and 5 at Mercy Field. So if you get a chance, $5 admission. But they're going to have some food, some entertainment and stuff going on down there as well. It's just a great day, and it's a fundraising day as well, right? Every place you guys go, there's a reason behind it.
Oh, yeah. Everything, not even just events, but everything that we do is fundraising for Kids Camp. It helps us out a little bit for things, but it is mainly for Kids Camp. If you don't want to donate to us, a bunch of grown men playing slow pitch softball, donate to the kids. That should be your mindset. You want to donate to the kids so they can have camp. And on top of that, we also do an alumni camp now, because a lot of the kids who came to our camps, they wanted to come back. They wanted to be around kids. So now we hold two camps a year. We do regular kids camp, and then we have alumni camp for kids who had been to camp before. So we had a couple of three or four alumni campers at our kids camp this past week, and it was a lot of help, because one of the kids that we had at our camp is a quadruple amputee, missing both of his arms and missing both of his legs. And we already had a camper like that, so we had made sure that he was at our camp to be able to help him learn some of the things that he did on learning how to play ball.
That's awesome.
Great.
Well, good luck this weekend, and have some fun, and stay safe. And hopefully, I'm going to try to get a chance to get down there, but hopefully you guys will – I know you'll get a big crowd and have some fun anyway.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Good talking to you, Saul.
All right. You too.
Once again, that was Saul Vasquez of the USA Patriots. And, again, if you haven't seen them when they came to town here – or where they were at Toledo a few times too, go check them out, or even look on their website at USA. Where was I just at? USAPatriots.org, I believe, and you can go on their Facebook page as well. But there, as he said, there's, you know, you can donate, you can do some things to help them out. It's a great organization, and they do a lot of good stuff. And you know, if you go on their Facebook page too and look at some of their stuff from their kids camp, is unbelievable. They had a girl this year too that double amputee arms, and Easton, who's one of their sponsors, helped them get a little strap to put over her shoulders around her waist to hold the bat on it, and she just turned her body to hit the ball, and it was really, really pretty cool to see what that what they do and how they impact these young kids.
And it's the other thing that I take from it, Jeff, and that obviously is so important. Watching the kids able to do is just the human mind and yes, what it can create.
Yep,
you know, to help or to when there's time when things are adverse in people's lives, what our minds can create to make just a little less troublesome.
Yeah.
It really is. When we put our minds to doing great things as people, we really can do it. Mm-hmm. And I'm always impressed by people, because I just don't feel I would ever have the capability of designing things like that. I don't think that way. And people that do, good job to you, because you help people's lives be better on a daily basis.
But as Saul said, I mean, just walking and people don't even notice. I mean, there's a lot of times, I mean, if you saw with pants on,
yeah, you wouldn't know.
Never know that Saul had anything, you know, and it's really, it's amazing what he was able to just, you know, overcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then to help all these other guys, you know, and he said it for years too, that, you know, these guys, they learn so much from the kids, and it inspires them as well.
Sure.
And so it's awesome.